Howdy and welcome to the Bonanza Boys. It's your host and commissioner, Manager Steele, as always, joined by my co-host, Manager Matt. How you doing?
Steele, not too bad. It's a snowy day here in Ontario. We had the weirdest thing. We had our power go out three times, and we heard it was like a big snowstorm, and there was like thunderclaps. It was so disorienting. Ooh. Yeah, it was really wild. And then the light went out on my street, and everyone was just blasting through the intersection. It was entertaining. But how are things on your end?
Less. I mean, was a little frosting of snow today, but it's been pretty mild. Had a great time at the Calgary versus Columbus game. The return of Johnny Gaudreau. Calgary got the win in OT, and it was pretty sloppy hockey at lots of the game, but lots of fun. The booing was so loud, and I got to see a sick Johnny Delaney goal, so I was happy.
Yeah, the atmosphere must have been crazy for that. The emotions running so high for those players. We talked about it, but I saw the overtime winner, and like, I mean, people, you could have called probably three penalties in like the 10 seconds before the goal. One of them looked more likely to be called than the other. The one where Laine who got kind of spun around.
Laine got spun around, and then
I thought Gaudreau that looked like a hooking penalty. Gaudreau, he just like got petrified and like froze, like I don't, yeah. And fell down. It was, seems kind of odd, but Columbus keeps going in their race towards the bottom, right?
They do. Yeah, it was a win-win for me, whether they got the win or the loss. I was just wanted to see them play, and I was in my Atkinson jersey, which is also number 13. So I think from a friend, people were more angry, and then they're like, who the fuck's that guy? But no, lots of fun. Was there with the brothers, saw manager Brendan and manager Jeff. They were sitting not one section away. So good to catch up with them. And why don't you take us into this first matchup?
Yeah, very cool. So we'll look at the first matchup here of week 15. And it was between yours truly, manager Nelly Spaghetti, or team Nelly Spaghetti and manager Steele versus manager Michael and team Kirill's Caprice. And this was a 7-4 victory for you here. Looks like a pretty... I think both teams did reasonably well, like decent offensive output, but I think not super close. You were goals by three, assists by three. That's pretty close. You had shots on goal and faceoff wins handily, hits five. Yeah, pretty close. Michael won his categories by less than you won your categories by, if anyone at home can follow that. prize banana rankings, you were third at 8-2-1, and Michael was seventh at 3-7-1. Big gap right in the middle there. A big difference between sixth and seventh in the prize banana rankings.
Yes, there very much was a top half and a lower half this week. Yeah, it was a close one. I felt fairly confident going into Sunday. The boys had a pretty decent week. Goalie was tougher because I only had two goalies there for a bit. But anyways, it was a good week. Looking at manager Michael's team, Kirill's Caprice, who is he not trying to trade here? The only one, Connor McDavid, three goals, two assists, two on the power play, 17 shots, 19 faceoff wins with three hits and a block. JT Miller had 3 points to go along with 10 shots. Dmitry Orlov here with 4 points, 11 shots, 10 hits and three blocks. Charlie McAvoy had a great week with two goals, four assists, plus four, three on the power play, six shots, three hits, and seven blocks. Kaprizov, the comrade himself with 4 points, but just the three shots. All three were on the power play, not the shots, but three of the 4 points. two hits. And Devin Toews with four assists. I think Makar was out for a few games. Plus seven. With seven shots, six hits, and six blocks. So it's a pretty nice stat line. And then in net, Tristan Jarry and Francouz combined for three games started, two wins, a 1.92, and a 927. So pretty good performances from those guys.
Yeah, and looking at your strong performers leading the way, Jason Zucker, 3 goals, 1 assist, +1, 9 shots, 14 hits. Dreisaitl with 2 goals and 3 assists as well, +2, a power play point, only 2 shots on goal. That's interesting. Yeah. How many games did they play?
Edmonton just had
3 games, 17, 19, 21st. Only 2 shots on goal. That's very interesting and very un-Leon. Like, I'll have to send him a message. 2 shots, 2 goals. Okay. Yeah, I guess he's going for that that high shooting percentage. Tom Wilson with 2 goals and an assist, but did lay 16 hits. And speaking of hits, Mr. Radko Gudas, only just 2 assists, but 25
just
hits.
Just 2 assists.
Holy smokes.
He was 16, a monster last week.
And only, he did. They did have 4 games played, 4, 9, 5, and 7 for hits. So very impressive. Roman Josi with 1 goal and 4 assists on 15 shots. And Malkin, I think you're making out pretty well in that trade. Although Kopitar had a good game yesterday, I believe. But 2 goals, 3 assists, +2, 2 power play points, 13 shots, 21 faceoff wins, 3 hits and a block. Kucherov with 1 goal and 3 assists, and then a couple of strong performers in net. Hellebuck kind of doing the bulk of the work, and then Skinner and Lankinen putting in some, solid performances. But just 1 game started, 1 win, 2.00 goals against and a 931 for Skinner. And 1 game started, 1 win, a 1.00 goals against and a 975 for Lankinen. So it's a pretty strong spot start right there.
Yeah, that was very key. As I said, I was hurting on the goalie starts, wasn't sure if I was going to get the enough. This is the kind of stat line I expected from Sider, a little, 9 hits, 10 blocks, 3 assists. Like, I'll take that all day. Looking at the players who he is trying to trade, manager Michael, but perhaps value just took a hit, Matty Beniers. Pointless, -6, 5 shots, 19 faceoff wins, 4 hits, and 5 blocks. I believe that was in 4 games. That was disappointing to say the least, because I'm pretty sure Seattle hasn't been scoring as much. I think I read that on Grubauer's thing. I don't know how true that is. Bunting with just the 2 assists and 3 shots in what looks like 2 games, I guess. Patty Kane, just the 2 points. That guy, but other than that, most people chipping in here. I guess I should have mentioned the strong performers. Sorry, he was so far down. Luke Shen with the 18 hits, and has now since been moved. And then in net, his spot start of Hill didn't work out too well. He got the start, but not the win. A 3-1-1 goals against and an 880 save percentage. Leon, who he I feel like he dropped quicker than I thought he would.
He did drop him,
injury or something, but he had the 1 game start, the 1 win, but a 3 goals against average and a 906 save.
And we'll look at your weak performers. John Tavares with just the 1 assist, -2, 10 shots, 30 faceoff wins, 2 hits and 2 blocks. Horvat cooling down a little bit, just 1 assist and -4 to go along with stellar face-off win numbers. Who else do we have here? I think you just picked up Alec Martinez, so we'll discard that. Jacob Trouba in only 2 games, so can't be too harsh on him, but no points, -2, 5 shots, 2 hits, 3 blocks. Darnell Nurse with just 1 assist. And Nicholas Backstrom, he had 2 assists.
But he got injured again, and I didn't play him, I think, a couple of the games. I can't remember.
Yeah, because
I feel like there was some busy nights.
More heavily minus as well if you had started him for all 4 games, so not too bad there. Hellebuck right in the middle. 3 games started, 1 win, a 269 goals against and a 900 save percentage, so not bad, not good. Just mention him because he got the lion's share of your goalie starts.
Yeah, I was definitely hoping for a better matchup versus Montreal. But MVP, who'd you go with here?
Yeah, this is an interesting one, I think. I'll probably go with Malkin, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Just because, Dreisaitl is good for it. Malkin kind of came up. I guess that's why, McDavid sometimes loses a little steam in the Hart Trophy, right? Because everyone expects it of him. Yeah.
No, very fair. Nobody else really, like, there's no, I don't know. I agree with you. So we'll head into our second matchup featuring One Nut Wheeler, manager Neil in his semi-truck, versus Matt Poppy, Stash Poppy, the boyfriend of Rachel, who we've given a shout out to on the pod. We ran into them at the bar. Yeah, so shout out to Rach there. And, you know, the team, yeah, sorry, Sarah, I've actually never spoken to Sarah. Neil's late. I think her name's Sarah, right? Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, shout out to you too, Sarah. Way to go. This was an 8-4 win for manager Matt Poppy. Not very close. Neil won two categories by one. And most of the categories that manager Matt won, he won with a nice margin. And in terms of power rankings, prize banana, we had Neil coming in 12th at 110-0, and manager Matt coming in 5th at 74-0.
Yeah, and look at those nice round numbers from Matt T. 160 shots on goal, 80 hits, and 60 blocks.
It really
blocks.
Is. Yeah. It's very 10 power play points, 15 yeah, goals. Very, like, you know,
very appealing. But we'll look at Neil's strong players. Kind of the same refrain most weeks, but Barkov with another strong week, a goal and four assists, three power play points, 26 faceoff wins. Nikolai Ehlers has been on a bit of a tear since he came back. Been really strong. One goal, four assists, and 15 shots on goal with three power play points. Blake Wheeler with a goal and three assists as well. So Winnipeg heating up as a whole. Jared Spurgeon, three goals on 11 shots. Quinn Hughes with a goal and three assists. Mikko Rantanen, three goals, two assists, two power play points, 12 shots, 10 faceoff wins, five hits, and two blocks. JT Compher with three assists as well. And that's about it. Not much else to mention for Neil. His goalies were kind of pretty similar, right in the middle there in terms of performance.
Yeah. And on Matt Poppy's team, namesake Austin Matthews, three goals, one assist, one on the power play, 15 shots, 22 faceoff wins, three hits, and eight blocks. So that was a nice stat line for him. Where is he on the season? Ranked fourth now. So he's put on.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he was definitely struggling at the start. But
and look at his blocks. Well. It's just wild. He, like, in his last five games, 2-4, 2-5-1. Yeah, I was like, I'm playing Matt this week, and I was looking at his blocks. And of course, I don't know. I'm sure it's just bias, but like now I played against Brendan when the Rangers had four games, and now I'm playing against Matt when the Leafs have four games on off nights. Anyways, Matthews blocked five shots last night, and I was like, what are you doing, man?
What are you doing? Those Wraiths are still out there. Adam Henrique having a great week, three goals, two assists, one on the power play, eight shots, 14 faceoff wins with a couple hits and a block. Jamie Benn with 4 points plus four, nine shots, 19 faceoff wins. We keep on going down here. Brendan Dillon had a pretty great week, two assists, three shots, 16 hits, and 10 blocks. So gotta love that. Thomas Hertl with three assists, 40 faceoff wins, three hits, three blocks, and eight shots, although he was a minus four. And then Jake Guentzel, so I assume Crosby also had a great week. Three goals, three assists, plus five, one power play point, eight shots, one hit and six blocks. And then in net, Samsonov and Halak had a great week combined for three game starts. They got all three wins. Probably around a 130 goals against and a 953 save percentage.
Yep, a great week for those goalies. Samsonov starting again tonight. He is continuing to kill it. We'll look at Neil's team and his weak performers. Ryan Johansson, no points, minus three. Brock Nelson, just one goal. DeBrincat with just one goal. Ottawa was a little bit. They've been brutal all season, but they've lost, what is that, four of their last five, scoring one goal in three of those games. So no wonder DeBrincat hasn't been very good. Connor Garland with just one assist, minus two and five shots. I don't think it's the first time that we've claimed maybe he should not be rostered, but it is interesting. You think about dropping someone, and then you go to the waiver wire, and you're like, there's not many better options out there. Yeah, there's not many better options. It's been pretty picked over. Tuvo Teravainen, just one goal. Owen Power with one assist. And that's about it. I mentioned Binnington in net. Two games started, one win, a 358 goals against, and an 875 save percentage.
And on the weak side for manager Matt, Vinny Trocheck was pointless. Just two shots and eight faceoff wins. I guess he only played them in one game, which I can fault for that as well. Tolvanen, that's the one. Along with Matty Beniers, clearly he has fallen back to earth here after that quick start after the waiver claim. A pointless minus one, 10 shots, four hits, and three blocks. Pierre-Luc Dubois with just the one assist, minus three, and this is when his team was scoring 11 goals in three games, so disappointing for him there. 14 shots on goal, 30 faceoff wins, and then in net, Phoenix Copley finally stopped getting wins for just a brief period of time. As he went winless in two game starts, but he had a 1281 goals against and a 700 save percentage. And looking at that one game, he had 184.62 goals against average. He let in, he had one save on three shot attempts. So I don't even, when did he leave? Did they say?
He must have gotten pulled right away.
He was pulled less than a minute into the game. That is wild. So he seems to have righted the ship a little, but that's something for sure.
A 333 save percentage. Yeah, I don't know if we'll see that. That's a truly terrible. and I guess we'll look at the MVP then. This is a Matt T had a bunch of strong performers. Who would you pick here for MVP?
Yeah, I think, like, I want to go Guentzel, but his, I'm happy with Guentzel. At six blocks was large as well, and nice even stat line, big plus five.
Man, Konechny with 23 shots on goal. I didn't realize.
Yeah,
it's a lot of shots. He's got a lot of high volume shooters. I'll go with Guentzel too. 6 points plus five. Just the one power play point, but he's also been pretty slow this season. So
yeah,
gotta throw him a bone. Exactly. And with that, we'll go into the next matchup, which was between manager Jags and team Big Cats Back.
Meow.
That was a good clap. Manager Danny and team Gritty. And this was a 9-3 win for manager Jags with a huge lopsided advantage in games played. Jags played 78 and Danny played 63. I'm not sure if that had something to do with starts.
Danny has not been starting his lineup for a couple days here.
Oh, no.
I know.
Starts. We are in trouble. God, I miss the screams.
was it you who I was talking about Filch's cat with him?
Yeah. Oh, when, certainly yeah, okay. It was. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I'm sure I quoted the same thing. You killed my cat. Anyways, Jags with a good week here, though. Not a particularly close matchup in really any of the categories. Jags sweep the skater categories. And Prize Banana, he was sixth at 7-4-0. And Danny, I'm surprised. I mean, this shows how bad me and a couple other people were, but Danny was ninth at 2-7-2. He also had a couple of very strong performers, so a nice little tease into your section.
Indeed, and before I get to that section, shout out to Natalie, Jags' main squeeze. She was also at the bar that we all ran into, and they all asked for a shout out, so we're doling them out left, right, and center.
Nice.
Apparently, Jags was a little sour from getting beat by manager me the week prior. He's like, you put up like 14 point assists on the Tuesday, and I was just like, well, fuck it, I think this is over.
Nice.
But yes, manager Danny did have some stellar performances, starting off with Jacuz, 2 goals, 2 assists, 1 on the power play, 15 shots, 7 hits, 2 blitz, 2 hits, 2 blocks. Look at that, 2-2-2-2-2. And then Nathan MacKinnon, holy Toledo. Anybody placing bets that Colorado is going to miss the playoffs? 2 goals, 6 assists, plus 6, 4 power play points, 25 shots, 25 faceoff wins, and 2 hits.
Look at their win-loss record in the last... two months.
They've just gone gangbusters.
They lost they lost 5 out of 6, and then they've won 6 in a row since then.
Yeah. Granted, it has been weaker teams like Ottawa, Detroit, Calgary, Vancouver. But no,
I mean they lost to Chicago and Vancouver and Vegas, who has been doing pretty poorly lately. Anyways, I'm with you.
Kyle Connor highlighting how bad Dubois was, I guess. He had 3 goals and assists, minus 6, though. 2 power play points, 23 shots, and 1 faceoff win and 2 hits. Brendan Hagel must have had a great week on that top line. 2 goals, 2 assists, plus 2 with 9 shots, a faceoff win, 4 hits, and 3 blocks. I love the people just like getting random faceoff wins this week. Ovi had 3 assists to go along with 7 shots and 5 hits. I'll mention Claude Giroux for the 47 faceoff wins with 2 assists. Seth Jones had probably his best week of the season. 2 goals, 3 assists, plus 2, 9 shots, 11 hits, and 8 blocks. And in net, Vitek Vanacek, 2 games started, 2 wins, a 190 goals against, a 931 save percentage. And John Gibson, who came into action after... I don't even know here. He came into relief and on Thursday, stopped all 18 shots and picked up the victory over... Oh, yes, that's right, Columbus. I do recall that now. He had 0 games started, 0 goals against, but 1 win and a 1.00 save percentage. So pretty wild stat line.
Yep, love to see that. We'll look at Jags' strong performers. You guessed that Crosby probably had a pretty good week with Gensel's performance, and he sure did. A goal and 5 assists, plus 4, 2 power play points, 9 shots, a Bergeron-esque 51 faceoff wins. Very impressive, and just the 1 block. Heischer with 2 goals and 2 assists as well. Raquel with 2 goals and 3 assists, so Pittsburgh was really clicking this week. Timmy Stützle, 2 goals, 2 assists, and 14 shots on goal. Arturi Lehkonen with 3 goals and an assist. He sat on the waiver wire for longer than I think he should have.
Yeah.
He's been really good. Quite good over the last few weeks. Miro Heiskanen popping off a bit with 6 assists and plus 7. Hampus Lindholm with a goal and 2 assists, plus 5. He's been really strong for Boston. Tony DeAngelo, 3 assists, but did go minus 7, 3 power play points. Kevin Hayes with 2 goals and an assist, and no one worth mentioning in net.
Yeah, on manager Danny's side, we'll start off with Matt Barzal, who I believe this was in 2 games. It was pointless, minus 2, 1 shot, 6 faceoff wins, and 1 block. Matt Zuccarello, just with the 1 assist, was minus 3, and that was in 3 games. 1 power play point, 7 shots, 2 face-off wins, 1 hit, and 2 block. Keandre Miller kind of came back down to earth, just the 1 assist, came on the power play and only 2 hits and blocks apiece. Hanifin and Huberto were pointless. But I think he missed Huberto's Tampa Bay game. And in net, we struggled with DeSmith. 2 games started, he did get the win, or 1 win, but he had a 4.01 goals against and an 8.84 save percentage.
And who are we looking at for MVP here?
I'm happy to give it to Crosby.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, it's a bit of a beat down.
Beat down Boulevard. It's the toughest place in town. All right. We'll head on.
Blew up someone's eardrums with a real quick slam the B into the mic. Someone just crashed their car.
Nelly Spaghetti. All right, we'll head into a whole new world. Manager Jeff versus the Ratman Returns. Manager Drew. This was, we got to see Manager Jeff on the weekend. He flew in. Great to see the guy. He's got almost as nice hair as me, but they're nice, long, and luscious at the moment. And he won this one 9-3 pretty convincingly. He had a great point week, as he normally does, but the periffs were better than usual, I'd say, for him. And then he had a stellar goalie week. He was unfortunately not our prize banana. He came in second at 9-1-1. And although he was the one loss for the prize banana. But anyways, Manager Drew came in eighth at 3-8-0.
Yeah, we'll look at Jeff's team strong performers. Braden Point, 2 goals, 2 assists, +3. Sebastian Aho with 3 goals for himself. Matthew Tkachuk with 2 goals and 4 assists, 3 power play points, 16 shots on goal, +3. Kuzmenko, Johnny Gaudreau, Batherson, Toffoli, and Dylan Larkin, and Lawson Crouse, and Michael Rasmussen all had 3 points. And Vince Dunn, holy smokes, all had 3 points. So I'll mention all of them just really quickly. Brandon Montour with 1 goal and 3 assists, +3, 3 power play points. Florida must have had a pretty good week. It would look that way. Erik Karlsson, again, 2 goals, 4 assists, 2 power play points, 9 shots, 4 hits, 10 blocks. What a beast. And Victor Hedman with 1 goal and 3 assists, 7 shots, 4 hits, 10 blocks. And in net, all three of his goalies were pretty good. Darcy Kemper, 3 games started, 2 wins, a .268 goals against, and a .905 save percentage. So the Capitals just must not have been giving up too many shots. And Frederik Andersen, 2 games started, 2 wins, a .201 goals against, and a .935 save percentage. And man, he really is as good as they come when he's healthy, but he's not healthy very often. And Jeremy Swayman with 1 shutout. So it's the quickest way I can wrap up all of those stats.
Yeah, a great, great week for him in between the crease. In terms of in between the crease for Manager Drew, Mr. Allmark had 2 games started, 2 wins, a .51 goals against, and a .977 save percentage. So another dominant week from the Boston goalies, and I assume Boston in general. As the Rat Man himself, Mr. Marchand, 2 goals, 4 assists, +4, 2 power play points, 11 shots, 3 hits and a block and a hit apiece. We scroll up. Jordan, it's Kairu with 2 goals, 1 assist, 2 power play points, 15 shots and a block. Dylan Strome, I know Backstrom got injured, but I think he was doing well regardless. 3 goals, 1 assist, +2, 8 shots, 18 faceoff wins. And then Patrice Bergeron with a goal, 2 assists, +3, just the 1 power play point, 9 shots, but 49 faceoff wins and 3 hits and blocks apiece.
And doing what he does best. And we'll look at the weak performers for Manager Jeff. Not too many of them. Mackenzie Weegar with no points, -3, 3 shots, 8 hits, and 3 blocks. Rob Thomas with just 1 assist, 4 shots, 19 faceoff wins. And that's it. Everyone else had, you know, pretty good weeks. It was a very good overall week for Manager Jeff.
Yeah, for Manager Drew, Dominic Kubalik, I believe in 2 games, just had the 1 assist, 3 shots, a faceoff win, 2 hits, and a block. Tyson Barrie, when everybody was getting points, he was not. He was pointless, -1. 1 shot, 1 hit, and 2 blocks. So that was a brutal week for him. And then, you know, D's kind of, they all kind of chipped in. They didn't have a great peripheral week. So that really did hurt Manager Drew, who just had 38 hits and 41 blocks on the week. Taylor Hall didn't get in on the scoring party. He was left pointless with just +1, 8 shots though, 3 hits and a block. And then in net, Logan Thompson, and who does he have? Bobrovsky, of course, he offered me in trade. Had 5 games started, 2 wins. We'll say a .275 goals against and a .900 save percentage.
and we're looking at MVP then, I think I would lean towards Freddie Anderson. What do you think? I think you could go either way, because Drew was very close on the goalie categories, actually. Like, Jeff won with a 1.95 and a 934 save percentage, 195 goals against.
I'm happy to go with Anderson. Like, Tkachuk had a great performance as well as Carlson, but no, I like that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a consensus. You can go whatever direction you like, but just
you can go your own way.
Great tune. Anyways, with that, we will get into the next matchup, which was between manager Brendan and team DJ Zibanejad and manager Mitch and team Top Shifley. And this was a 6-6 tie. And it was, how close was it? Not very close. It was a tie through and through. Very low scoring matchup, just based on how much, like, Jeff had more, like, 22 goals and 34 assists, and Mitch won those two categories with 17 goals and 20 assists. Anyways, not particularly close. The closest, I guess, was maybe, I guess, hits is 9, or face-off wins, shots on goal, 11. Anyways, prize banana rankings, Brendan was 4th at 7-1-3, and Mitch was 10th at 2-8-1. So, geez, that is unlucky for Brendan to tie there, I think. Come up against the only person, the only tie Mitch would have had.
Yeah, and I believe Brendan was down coming into the Sunday. He had a weird stat correction too going on with his goalies. Like, it seemed like they missed a Jones start from this. I was confused looking at the stat correction page. But great matchup. And Brendan would have tied two other managers this week. I guess that's how he builds his team. With that great goalie week. Shout out to Melanie. She was also at the bar. Brendan's girl, my old halftime roommate. We had a great time catching up. Shout out. Anyways, manager Mitchell, guy tried to trade me for Tavares. He's like, oh, here, take a pick and Nikash. And I was like, I'm not sure I really want to be selling my team at this point, as it's him and me currently battling for that second buy. We'll see what happens. Mark Scheifele, 3 goals, 2 assists, 2 power play points, 10 shots, 29 faceoff wins. RNH continues his strong play, a goal, 3 assists, plus 5, 2 power play points, 3 shots, 21 faceoff wins, 2 hits, and 2 blocks. Timo Meier, 3 goals, 1 assist, minus 4, 2 power play points, 20 shots, 2 faceoff wins, 7 hits. Be interesting to see if he gets traded and what happens to him. I know we always think that, you know, players on bad teams are going to blossom, but I can't really remember a case besides Sam Bennett where that was overtly true. Cale Makar was injured for a bit, but still managed to put up 2 goals and assists, plus 3, 1 power play point, 5 shots on goal. And Kuznetsov, who's been traded, had 4 assists. And in net, Ukulukulukinen, I got to say the name, 1 game started, 1 win, 301 goals against, and a 919 save percentage.
And I don't have the best wealth of knowledge for trade deadline acquisitions and their performances, but I think you're right. Typically you pay a lot for someone who
Marian Gaborik can help, but, like, you know,
on the Penguins? Different.
No, from Columbus to LA.
Oh,
he was,
yeah, man,
really,
that's
good
a throwback.
Playoffs. It is a throwback.
We'll look at Brendan's team as strong performers, pretty weak offensive week. Rasmus Anderson had a good week, though. A goal, 3 assists, plus 3, 2 power play points, 7 shots, 3 hits, and 6 blocks. David Krejci with 3 assists. David Perron with 2 goals and an assist to go with 9 shots and 10 hits. Connor Clifton with just 1 goal, but was plus 7. And in net was where Brendan really shined. Shone. One of those three. I'll leave it to Seal to edit out, edit in the right pronunciation. But Alexander Georgiev with two games started, two wins, a 1.00 goals against, and a 969 save percentage. And Karol Vejmelka with a goal, with one game started, at one win, a 1.00 goals against, and a 972 save percentage. And that came on the Sunday. I don't think it was needed to beat, to take those goalie cats from Mitch, but it must have been nice to see.
Well, I think this was the hockey gods. We said it was a tough luck draw for Brendan, and you know, maybe if he didn't betray everything he stood for and picked up Jack Campbell, he would have got the dub. But we'll look at negative players here for manager Mitch. Pavel Zacha, I know, I think that was just one game. Yes, it was. So we will ignore that, as I think probably everybody in the league was looking at potentially picking him up. Braden McNabb, pointless, minus six, three shots, 16 hits, and 10 blocks. Wow, I didn't even realize Richie had 17 hits. He was minus five with five shots and pointless through the rest. And that a lot of players that aren't looking great, but in net he was quite hurt by Shesterkin and Hart. Hart was three games started, one win, a 331 goals against, and an 893 save. And Shesterkin lost his only start, 319 and an 889. I just gotta say, looking at Brennan's team, like that this segment in, or this little blurb in Panarin's post, like the 31-year-old has been scuffling, lady. Panarin's 31. Jeez Louise. And this is his eighth campaign in the NHL. Does time just fly or what? That's crazy.
Yeah, they were talking, the Leafs are playing the Rangers tonight, and they were talking about Panarin and, you know, how well he played with Patty Kane when he first came in the league. And, like, yeah, it does, time really does fly. I think it's maybe, like, relative, it's harder to tell because you still have stars like Crosby and Ovechkin and Malkin and, like, you know, kind of some of the guys that we really grew up on, but is still in the league and still playing well. So, but yeah, definitely getting up there. Brendan's team, weak performers. There were 11 guys with 1 point or less, including five with no points. So, another, and he led by Zibanejad with just one goal, Panarin with no points, Riley Smith no points in minus four. So a tough week offensively. And in net, Martin Jones, two games started, one win, a 396 goals against, and an 873 save percentage. I should have mentioned Jack Campbell in the strong performers, two games started, two wins, a 250 goals against, and a 919 save percentage. But yeah, that's it for Brendan's team.
It is MVP. This we got two teams to pick from here. How exciting! Yeah, tricky. Who are you going with?
I would lean Georgiev, but I could also see an argument for Scheifele.
I think I go with Georgie as well, not because I just like to say the name, but it was a very strong stat line. And
man, Brendan only had three power play points.
That I didn't even notice till now. That is phenomenal. That, like, is, well, yeah, it's just crazy.
Wildly, like, low. Well, I was just looking and I realized that it was a zeros. Like Rasmus Anderson had two and Elias Lindholm had one. So no one from any team besides Calgary had any power play points for Brendan last week. That I mean, I guess when Zibanejad and Panarin
Mika
are
and
such
Panarin
down
combined
weeks.
For yeah one goal, that's
that is,
but no, I like
tough.
I like Georgie, and the tie man gets another tie, which leads us into our final matchup. We've got Stamatime manager Ryan taking on yours truly, the real Slim Brady, manager Matt Kay, and this was a close one ish, but manager Ryan won 7-5. He took power play points by two. You won game started by one. I think there was another close one, but I want to circle out the plus 49 difference in plus minus as he went plus 25 and you were minus 24. In terms of prize banana, it pains me to say I was leaving Ryan till the end because I was leading, and then I was like, ah, he managed to overtake, was number one at a 10-1-0 record, and you had a poor week here at number 11 with 2-8-1.
Yep, the goal. I think it was the goalies kind of screwed me again. I thought I had a decent week, but man, you'll get to the goalie stats. And yeah, Ryan got two power play points on Sunday. And I was like, I was going into Sunday, I was like, if I can take shots on goal and power play points, then we would, I think I would have won. And I had like, I had all of the Golden Knights guys going, and like, they've just been brutal over the last week or so. Eichel has been so bad lately. It wasn't a fantastic week. Anyways, we'll look at Ryan's strong performers. Sure, I'm sure there are a number. Joel Eriksson Ek, 2 goals, 2 assists, 3 power play points, 13 shots, 31 faceoff wins, 4 hits. Jason Robertson with another 2 goals and 2 assists, plus 4, 1 power play point and 18 shots. Mitch Marner with a goal and 3 assists. Zach Hyman, holy Toledo, 4 goals, 5 assists, plus 8, 1 power play point, 11 shots. Jeez Louise, he's 23rd overall in the season right now.
Yeah, I told you guys, I had a dream that Ryan dropped Zach Hyman.
Yeah,
and then when I woke up, I went to go check my phone. I was like, oh yeah, I need to go pick up Hyman. And then I see he's already picked up. I was like, oh, who got him? And then it was still Ryan. I was like, wait, what just happened?
Must have been quite the vivid dream. But that was in three games. A goal and 2 assists, 2 goals, and then a goal and 3 assists in 3 games. So very strong performance there. Steven Stamkos with 5 goals and an assist, plus 15 shots, 34 faceoff wins, 6 hits and 2 blocks. David Pastrnak, 3 goals, 3 assists, plus 6, 3 power play points, 8 shots, 3 hits and 2 blocks. So really another very impressive offensive week from Ryan. And in net, of course, UC Saros with 3 games started, 2 wins, a 3.00 goals against, and a 915 save percentage. And Jake Oettinger, 3 games started, 2 wins, a 135 goals against, and a 954 save percentage. And I will mention, because we were in Calgary when Ryan and I were starting to play each other, and he was asking me, he's like, oh, I don't know. I think he had all three of his goalies going on the Monday. He's like, should I start Saros versus Calgary and Markstrom versus Nashville to get the guaranteed win? And I kind of forgot I was playing him. I'm like, and you definitely got to start Oettinger. He's like your best goalie. And then Oettinger goes out and pitches a shutout against Arizona. And it was against Arizona. So I think Ryan would have made the choice anyways. And then, oh my God, my goalies on the first day just completely blew up. And I remember Ryan had like a 1.00 goals against, or no, it was like a 0.5 goals against and a 985 save percentage with 2 wins. And I had certainly had someone get pulled or something. I don't know. It was just not a good start to the week.
Indeed. But for the strong players, there were a few shining stars. Our boy Brady Tkachuk, 2 goals, 4 assists, 3 power play points, 16 shots on goal, 18 faceoff wins, 15 hits. Get this man his center eligibility, Yahoo. Alex Tuck, 2 goals, 3 assists, and like I'm pretty sure he had like 4 points or something yesterday. Maybe that was Tage, but he was a minus 3, 1 power play point, 16 shots with a faceoff win, 2 hits, and a block. Sagan had 3 goals on the power play with 1 assist, 15 shots, 27 faceoff wins, 7 hits, 3 blocks. Rasmus Dahlin with another 4 points, 8 shots, 3 hits, 5 blocks. Morrissey, minus 4, but 3 assists on the power play. 8 shots, 6 blocks, and a hit. Rage Tage, probably one of his quieter weeks. He just had the 3 points, 13 shots, 18 faceoff wins. And then that's it. I would say Backlund did you well with 3 assists.
Yeah, Backlund was a good pickup, but we'll look at, I will say, Sagan had no power play points. I think you were just looking at the plus 3 there.
Oh, I was. Yes, you're right.
But anyways, we'll look at Ryan's weak performers. There were a couple. I don't know how many games he started Jeff Carter for. Just two, most probably. So, but no points.
It looks
six
like
shots, 15
three.
Faceoff wins. We can't have gotten 15 faceoff wins out of. Yeah, I was trying to figure out what the. But yeah, just the two. Who else? Eric Halla with just one assist and six shots and 17 faceoff wins. Marcus Foligno, no points, but he probably didn't get. He missed one. Ryan missed one game where he got another five hits, so can't be too harsh. Same with Nicholas Waugh, who Ryan just picked up for the Sunday, who had no points. Ivan Provorov, with just the one goal, but did have 14 blocks and refused to wear the Philadelphia Pride jersey. What a fool. And Filip Hronek with one assist, minus two, decent peripherals. Kadri, one goal, minus two, decent peripherals. Barrett Hayden and Sean Crowley, no points. And Yakov, is it Yakov? Yeah, it is. Man, I got to trust my gut. Yakov Trenin with just one goal in, three games? Yeah, looks like three games. Six shots and seven hits.
And on your side, you did mention Mr. Jack was struggling. He just had the one assist, minus one, nine shots, 22 faceoff wins, four hits and five blocks in three games. Marchessault also just chipped in with the one assist, but I think that was just one game. No, I'm not even going to try the math there. We'll say three. Graves, you picked him up. He had no points, was minus two, four hits and two blocks in two games. And then Adam Lowry, who you just picked him up, right? Yeah. Just the one game, did all right. So we'll skip that. Sam Steele was dropped. Pareko and Murphy all were pointless. And then you had Caulfield and Norris go out for the season. So left you high and dry after you blew all your dollars, hard-earned monies on the Mr. Norris. And he says, see you later after three games. But in net is where your true problems were. Sorokin, Talbot, and Husso all combining for eight starts, but just the two wins, a 367 goals against and an 888 save percentage.
Yep, and they were not, it's not like one was better than the others. And,
no.
You know, someone was just sewered by other two bad numbers. They were all equally bad. Tough week for the goalies, as it tends to be. MVP, I think the choice, I mean, it's probably, it's actually between two people, I think. What are your thoughts?
I'm still mystified. How did Husso have such a low save percentage with two ball on games? I guess Colorado one really did him dirty. Anyways, sorry.
Yes.
I got distracted.
I may or may... Wait, let's see.
Because he still got the three starts, so that's why I was like...
Yep. Yeah, the first one was...
Yeah, he did 920 and a 943. But yep. MVP... you're saying between two players, I'm looking at, I probably go Hyman over to Ottinger.
Yeah, I think I would agree.
Yeah.
Ottinger was also incredible, but my goalies were, you could have put, like a cutout in net and you probably would have beaten me. So, Hyman 9 points in three games, very impressive stuff.
Indeed, and shout outs to Sid and Ange, the squeezes of this matchup here. I don't know if you listen to the pod, but
it's almost Valentine's Day. Should have waited a week.
Well, it's my early Valentine's Day gift to everybody. Brendan will go get. He likes to. He's like, oh, I don't need a day to tell me how to appreciate my love, and so. He's very anti Valentine's Day, and he thinks he's sneaky, but he got her. He's like, I can get her flowers any day. He got her flowers like a week before Valentine's Day. I was like, oh, really subtle.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we joked about it again this year here. Oh, well, we talked about going to maybe see Bedard. So,
oh yeah,
it's crazy though. I've never seen, but yeah, the dome. The there's not a single seat in the lower bowl, and you have to go like 18 rows up to find a duo in the second bowl. I was like, what? Get is on those. Going on?
Yeah, that was the same thing when McDavid was touring around the OHL. He would come to play Mississauga, and it was just you couldn't get a seat. But you know, generational looking talent. If you sit anywhere in the house, it'd be fun to see him.
We'll most likely go regardless. But yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Did I tell you about the time when my dad and I went to see Zion Williamson in? Williamson and RJ Barrett for Duke came to Toronto to play like the U of T team. And my dad I was like, we should go see this. You know, they're the next big things. And Barrett's Canadian, of course. So my dad got two tickets. I was like, wow, I don't know how you got two tickets. And then we go into the Hershey Center and I'm like, where are our seats? And they were in the disability seats, just sitting on like the folding chairs for if you're like with someone with disabilities. And I was like, God almighty. We're just sitting there trying to act normal, hoping that no one came up in a wheelchair. It's like, oh man. Anyways, it was a great game.
That's funny. That's
Zion with some nice alley oops. It was hilarious.
Too good.
Oh yeah, it was funny.
Well, we might as well hop in. Oh, of course, into our power rankings here. Coming in at number 12, One Nut Wheeler. Honk, honk. Manager Neil.
And at number 11, we've got the real Slim Brady. It's myself. That's manager Matt K.
That's himself indeed. Coming in at 10, pitter patter, the rat man returns. Manager Drew.
Or is it and rat? Coming I mean, in, yeah. It's one of the, it's like him and Jags. You can just get kind of the base names right and it'll all sort itself out. And at number 9, we have manager Danny and team Gritty.
Start your lineup, Danny. At number 8, manager Mitch with Top Shifley.
And at number 7, we have manager Michael and Kirill's Capris.
And at number 6, Big Cat's Back. Meow. Manager Jakes.
And at number 5, we have manager Matt T and team Stash Poppy.
And at number 4, I feel like he's had a couple good weeks in a row here. Manager Brendan with DJ Zibanejad.
And at number 3, manager Jeff with team A Whole New World.
Ooh. At stuff. Number 2, yours truly, manager Steele with Nelly Spaghetti.
And at number 1, as he's been the most consistent, manager Ryan and team Stop Stammer Time.
This guy was like, he was the cockiest motherfucker ever in Fernie.
What did he say?
He's like, oh yeah, maybe I'll make a trade so that the rest of the league has a chance. I was like, what this motherfucker just say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was talking to him about trading for Markstrom. Oh man, yeah. And now Talbot's just left the game when he's up 2-0. Oh my God. I get one good goalie week or one good goalie performance and Talbot gets injured and leaves the game. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that is rough. But our final shout out goes to Elise. She's our latest follower on the pod. Not even dating anybody in the pod, just an avid fantasy hockey listener. So we appreciate you.
Yeah, and we'll give a shout out to Sydney as well. I don't know if we're missing any other.
Did
you say Sid? Oh, you did say Sid and Ange. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But don't you worry. Sydney's probably the most tenacious female manager or girlfriend who wants to make her way into the league. So we got to give her some credit for that.
Indeed. But I think maybe we do a little playoff gauntlet review next week with our bets on who's going to make it. Maybe we'll do a little pre-work, but we're coming down to the final stretch of the season. Lots of, I'd say you know, Ryan probably is going to make playoffs, but besides that, who knows? Yeah, so good luck, everybody.
Yeah, should be good. It's very close right now. Only 3 points separating fifth through ninth. So, and only the top six make it, as we know. So, it's a bad time for me to go on a terrible slide, but we'll see how it all plays out.
All right. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye-bye.